Debate over new school lunch rules wages on. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Reauthorization of the 2010 Healthy Hunger Free Kids Act is more than a year away, and some of the changes included in the law haven't even been implemented yet. But that isn't stopping some from already lobbying to eliminate key provisions, including sodium limits and minimum fruit requirements. USDA reports that 90% of schools are complying with the updated standards, but the School Nutrition Association argues schools have been forced to implement the law too fast, burdening administrators and driving students away from cafeteria lines. Members of that group, which represents school cafeteria leaders, recently met with about 400 congressional offices to push for greater flexibility in implementing the updated standards. At the National School Boards Association, Director of Federal Programs Lucy Getman says they sometimes refer to the bill as a death by a thousand cuts. As Getman says, no one part of the act presents a significant burden on school boards, but put the pieces together and it presents a significant challenge. However, on the other side of the issue are sectors within the food industry that have benefited from the new standards and are pushing to preserve the legislation. United Fresh Senior Vice President of Public Policy Robert Gunther says the Healthy Hunger Free Kids Act was very positive for the produce industry as it doubled the daily requirement of fruits and vegetables for 32 million children. The House is expected to hold hearings as early as this spring to assess the effect of the overhaul. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.